Kids, parents, grandparents, and educators are getting together around West Virginia this week to celebrate non-traditional learning. It's part of a growing regional initiative to demonstrate and practice innovative education models. A primary school in the Northern Panhandle, Wheeling Country Day School, hosted one of a series of public education events called Remake Learning Days.
Right now, the weather balloon is being filled up, and it's getting pretty, pretty big.
That's Sophie Toma. She's standing under an umbrella, smartphone in hand, Facebook live streaming the event.
It's much bigger than your average balloon. We're about ready to launch. Once we have two milk bottles that are halfway full. So once they start lifting off the ground, that's when we'll know that the weather balloon is ready to be launched and has enough helium.
Toma and her classmate Grace Mull make up the public relations team for the launch of a weather balloon, a science project that allows students here to explore a variety of science themes and practice a variety of 21st century skills like communication.
Yeah. It's a tradition for fifth grade to launch the weather balloon.
It's one of the big fifth grade projects. It's our last deep dive before we graduate. This is the first time we've ever had to launch in rain. So let's see what happens.
The Weather Balloon Science Project is one of a series of public educational events being highlighted by Remake Learning. The network of individuals, organizations, and schools share a mission to promote a shift in educational practices toward engaging, relevant, and equitable models of education, according to their website. Head of Wheeling Country Day School, Liz Hoffreiter, says her school's educational philosophies align with this mission.
This is not a dog and pony show. This is what we would do even if no one was watching.
But parents and grandparents were watching, along with about half the school body. The director of Remake Learning, Sunana Chand, also came to witness the launch. Chand explains Remake Learning Days were created to provide opportunities for parents to connect with the innovative learning happening in kids' classrooms.
When we imagine education in our minds, we often imagine, you know, a teacher at the front of the class and rows of desks. And what we're celebrating is hands-on learning that's collaborative, that's creative, that gets kids really applying the knowledge rather than just kind of sitting and then regurgitating it on a test.
She says the event in Wheeling is one of 30 events in West Virginia and one of 900 across the country.
As our society moves to be more technologically advanced, we're thinking about, you know, how learning has to change. And a lot of that is making sure that we're giving kids opportunities to be creative problem solvers.
Event themes throughout the state include the arts, makers, outdoor learning, science, and technology. Public events are being held at museums, libraries, companies, and at schools like this one.
Everybody is on this side of the balloon, please. Except for, let's move this table over a bit more.
The rain did let up at Wheeling Country Day School. Most umbrellas were tucked away. Kids smiled for a group photo, and then they got down to business. Roughly 4 foot tall weather balloon towing a 3 pound styrofoam cooler decorated in school colors and loaded with a few cameras, a big green superhero, and GPS tracking took off into a cloudy sky.
I got a video of that! Ta-da!
Students in the project's recovery team tracked the balloon and drove 3.5 hours east with teachers to retrieve it. Remake Learning Days take place this year in West Virginia between May 9th and May 19th. Events are supported by the Grable Foundation, Claude Worthington Benedum Foundation, the Heinz Endowments, Google, UPMC, PNC Foundation, EQT, the Bull Foundation, and Covestro. This is the fourth year West Virginia has participated. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Ford in Wheeling.